Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Iti Namine Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Niti Namini Snigdha Chita Supraneta Vagminam Charasaplutam Prabhupada Gata Prana Nami Bhakti Charupadam Nijachita Supranita Vagminam Charasaplutam Prabhupada Gata Prana Nami Bhakti Charupadam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namaste Saraswati Gauravani Prajari Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri-advaita-gadadha Shri-vashadhi-gaur-vakta-vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sita Jadada Sita Sadhi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Shri Prabhupada ki, Samadera Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Jai, Hare Krishna. So welcome to those physically present, those listening to be physically present later. We're celebrating Vyasa Puja of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami today. The program, for those who saw the flyer on the door and also in the Kalachandi Katha, basically until 12 will be sort of a mix of some chanting, some offerings. I'm also going to read a little bit from Maharaj's book. And then 12 o'clock will be more scheduled. We'll do Pushpanjali and then Guru Puja and have prasadam. So it's interesting because Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he celebrates his Vyasa Puja not actually on the Vaishnava calendar tithi. So it's always on September 17th. And the reason he chose that, that's actually his solar, you know, birthday, appearance day. But he also, he likes to celebrate on that day because it's also the day Prabhupada departed from India. And so he likes to focus his celebration as like a Prabhupada memorial festival. So in that spirit, the readings will be from his book, but kind of him talking about Srila Prabhupada. And then for those that are inspired to either make offerings, I also have song sheets for a couple of bhajans, Ohe Vaishnava Thakur and Gurudev. So anyone wants to make an offering or even lead one of those bhajans, please start to think if you would like to do one or both of those things. Feel free to make your offering or sing the bhajan with Srila Prabhupada in mind or your own Guru Maharaj in mind. And that's kind of the spirit of celebrating in the temple. It's sort of, as Prabhupada said once in Vyasa Puja for his Guru, is that his Guru is actually one. In that sense, right? The Guru's representation of, right, Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram Prabhu connecting us. So please feel free to you know, share broader and sing with a broader mood. So I'm going to just start with a little bit of reading, and then maybe whoever wants to maybe make an offering or lead one of those bhajans, start to think, because after I'm done reading a couple, I'm going to ask Are you ready to do something? Is it arrival? Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I misspoke. That's the day he arrived. That's the arrived. So that's the day he arrived in Boston? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So that's the day he arrived. So he kind of first set foot on American soil. So that's where he honors that. Okay. So let me get the book and do a little reading. Sort of going through the book more or less chronologically, just little excerpts. This one I chose just because yesterday some of you may have been at Giriraj Swami's Vyas Puja celebration. I think his actual Vyas Puja was earlier in the week, but it was celebrated here in Dallas yesterday. So here's a little connection between those two. My time at the Kumbh Mela was going wonderfully, and I was feeling uplifted. 300 or so devotees had come from all over the world, and I was relishing their association. One morning when I was brushing my teeth in the washroom, a young American devotee next to me gave me a sweet smile and asked who I was. I introduced myself and told him that I was from Mayapur. His name, he said gently, was Giriraj Das. He had come from Bombay. Just from that first encounter, I felt a deep appreciation for this kind devotee. Later, I learned that he was the president of the Bombay Temple. He had come from a wealthy family. His father was a high court judge in Chicago. He had met Srila Prabhupada in 1969 when he was studying at Brandeis University near Boston and had joined ISKCON almost immediately and dedicated himself to Prabhupada's service. He had come to India and was doing his utmost to spread the movement, tolerating all kinds of hardships. His father had tried to bring him back into the fold, but none of his attempts, not even an offer of $1 million, had succeeded. Due to Giriraj Prabhu's sincerity and dedication, he became very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada treated him with great affection. And then I'll read one more passage right now, which is leading up, basically, the first time Bhakti Maharaj was in Prabhupada's presence was at this Kumbh Mela at Allahabad. And that this is leading up to his actually first interaction. The whole atmosphere in Kumbh Mela was ecstatic, but there was one problem. The place was so crowded and noisy, even at night, that Srila Prabhupada could not work on his Srimad Bhagavatam translation and commentary. So one morning he called his senior disciples and told them that he had decided to leave. By that time I had accepted that I could not be physically close to Prabhupada, so I was not too disappointed. I had resolved to be content to serve him from a distance in the mood of separation. Whatever he wanted would be all right with me. I would keep on serving him no matter what. After the Bhagavatam class that day, Bhavananda Maharaj told me, Srila Prabhupada is going to leave Kumbh Mela tonight. Yes, I replied, I heard. But I was shocked by what he said next. A small group of devotees will be traveling with him, and you have been included in the team. I could not believe my ears. I was so excited and happy I practically started to dance. The thought that I would be traveling on the same train with Srila Prabhupada made me feel like the most fortunate person in the world. All I could do was thank Maharaj again and again. We left that night in a first-class carriage hooked onto a train bound for Calcutta. The entire car was for Srila Prabhupada and his entourage, 14 devotees, of whom I was one. Hundreds of devotees came to the station to see Prabhupada off, waving and offering obeisances. I stood at the carriage door waving back, relishing my good fortune. Once the train started, we all took rest. The next morning after bathing, I was chanting in my compartment when Bhavananda Maharaj came in and said, come, I'll take you to Srila Prabhupada. I had been dying to meet Prabhupada ever since arriving in Mayapur, but now as Maharaj presented me with the immediate opportunity, I felt unqualified. I was afraid that he would look right through me into my heart and see all the dirt, all the sinful activities that I had committed. He would reject me, refuse to give me his shelter. I had heard that there were devotees who had been waiting for years to be initiated by him, but had not yet been accepted. Bhavananda seemed to know exactly what I was feeling. He just grabbed my hand, dragged me along the corridor, opened Prabhupada's door, and pushed me inside. I fell flat on the floor, offering my obeisances. When I got up, Srila Prabhupada was looking at me, smiling sweetly, and asked me to sit next to him. On the seat facing him were Jayapataka Swami, Rameshwar Maharaj, and Bhavananda.
Abhiram Das, the Calcutta temple president, was sitting on the floor. I hesitated to accept Prabhupada's offer, saying that I would sit on the floor, but he insisted, "No, you sit here." So I folded a corner of the blanket spread over the seat and sat on its very edge. Then after some initial exchanges, Srila Prabhupada gave me a direct instruction. "You translate my books into Bengali." My heart was jumping with joy, but I was uncertain. "Srila Prabhupada," I said, "I do not really have experience in translating from English to Bengali. Will I be able to do it properly?" "Just do it," he assured me. "Practice makes a man perfect." When I left the room, I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. I couldn't believe my good fortune. At our very first meeting, Srila Prabhupada had given me this incredible service. I knew that he considered the publication and distribution of his books to be of the utmost importance, and I had heard that because many of them had also been presented in Bengali by our previous acharyas, he was especially particular about their Bengali translations. I just kept on praying to Krishna that I could fulfill my responsibility and execute his instructions properly. So who wants to make an offering or lead a kirtan, lead a bhajan? Anyone? Yes? Oh. Should I bring a chair? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Om Agyana Timurandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Srila Prabhupada so kindly gave us the whole disciplic succession, and he gave us these beautiful prayers by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that we sing each morning. And these prayers are a service description of what the spiritual master does and how indebted we are to the spiritual masters. So, text number 5, Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Nanam Pratikshanasva Dana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. So, the translation to this beautiful verse is, the spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava, and their qualities, their names, and forms. The spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. So this verse is very appropriate to describe the spiritual masters, because when we lived in North Carolina, my little girl was about 8 years old, and Maharaj was giving class, and it was during Kartik season, singing the Radha Damodar prayers every day. So one devotee in the class asked, "Maharaj, why is it called Radha Damodar? Because Damodar is just a baby, and Radharani is just a baby. So how do they have pastimes?" So all the devotees were like looking at Maharaj, and then he said, "Well, when no one's looking, they take their adolescent forms and they have pastimes. So that's why it's called Radha Damodar." And then another time he told a beautiful story about, and the kids would just love his stories. They would just gather around and just wait to hear the nectar about Krishna. And so one time he was telling the story about how Lalita and Vishakha were serving Radha and Krishna. And so they would usually put the pillow near Lord Krishna's head, the little cushion to make it soft. And so I don't know whether it was Lalita or Vishakha, but one of them put the pillow by Lord Krishna's head. And then they came back, and the pillow was by Krishna's lotus feet. And so Vishakha said to Lalita, "Why did you move the pillow?" And the kids were hanging on their seats because they wanted to know what happened. And so she said, I didn't move the cushion. And so then they realized that the cushion had moved on its own, and that everything in the spiritual world has personality and is conscious. So the pillow had moved just like all the way down to Krishna's lotus feet, because the pillow wanted to have the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. So again, this is what the spiritual master is doing. He's completely absorbed in the name, the forms, the pastimes, and he aspires to relish these at every moment. I'm also very, very grateful to Maharaj for giving us the Abhay Charan films. These films are incredibly wonderful. And not only are they wonderful for us right here and now, but they're wonderful for all those people who will take shelter of Prabhupada or who have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada and didn't get the chance to meet him in person. So the Abhay Charan films shows the Indian political setting when Srila Prabhupada was born. It showed how Gaur Mohan Day raised Abhay with so much love, and how he would every evening do his puja, and Abhay would learn to do puja from Prabhupada. And all this is shown in the film. It shows how Srila Prabhupada had his first Rath Yatra cart with his neighborhood children. It showed Srila Prabhupada's college days when he was in college and how he would study so hard. And he had put away his Radha Krishna deities, but then he realized that he wanted to serve the deities, so he again started worship of the deities in his college days. And also what was very, very fascinating about the films, and I encourage all of you to watch them, was the life and teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I mean, the actor playing Bhaktivinoda Thakur looked just like the pictures of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it showed his daily life, how he was so focused and so completely Krishna conscious, and how he raised his children, his family life, and his preaching, and his work in the office where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the high court magistrate and would study cases constantly every day. So that was also incredibly enlightening. And also, it enriches our consciousness of who we are and what we are. We are part of this wonderful disciplic succession of bona fide spiritual masters who are pulling us out of this ocean of the material world. And one of the high points for me in that section of the films was seeing the initiation of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati from his spiritual master, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji. Gaurakishore Das Babaji. And the initiation, it showed how he kept on asking for initiation. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji kept ignoring him, saying, okay, next time I'll ask. And then he said, no, I'll ask Krishna. And so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was instructed by his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to go and take initiation from him. He said, you must. So finally he begged him and begged him, please, Maharaj, please, please give me initiation. And so he finally did, because he could see the desperate call and sincere prayer of this young, beautiful Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So just watching that initiation was just, it just stopped my heart. It shows Gaurakishore Das Babaji whispering the mantra. I guess he gave him first and second, but he whispered the Gayatri mantra and whispered into his ear. And that, just that scene of the initiation was just incredibly satisfying and beautiful. And also another high point was when Srila Prabhupada, after his householder days and when he took sannyas, when he went to see Srimati Murarji, and they have a picture, the woman who played Srimati Murarji looked like the real Srimati Murarji. And so Prabhupada goes and asks her, can you please give me passage to America? My spiritual master wants me to preach in English. And so she said, no, Swamiji, you will die if you go there. No, you will die. It is so cold. You won't have shelter. You're not used to the country. But Prabhupada continuously went and pleaded with her to please give him passage. So again, that scene, it's just breathtaking. Because Srila Prabhupada came here to the West to give us all the chance to uplift ourselves to spiritual consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. And so for generations to come, this film will be a great solace for all the thousands and millions of people who will take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So I'm very, very grateful for all that Maharaj has done. And also, I can't help but mention the beautiful Ujjain Temple. Is it okay? Am I taking too long? Okay. I want to mention the beautiful Ujjain Temple. I had the pleasure of going there in 2015. And I had the pleasure of going to the clinic there. And the devotee hospitality is just off the charts. They are so respectful. They are so filled with service attitude. They have these, like, smiles all the time, and they're so eager to do any service. There was one Mataji who was serving there, and she would come early in the morning, and you could see her cleaning the steps of the temple room. And then I saw her, throughout the day, I saw her, just service, just complete, uninterrupted service. And they cooked this wonderful prasadam. And at the clinic, they had many devotees from other countries visiting. There was a family from France. There was a girl from England. There was two devotees, two other Prabhupada disciples that were there. But it was an incredible experience. It was very healing, very nurturing, very satisfying. And if you ever have the chance, please go to Ujjain to visit. At presently now, I heard that they have an ashram for the brahmacharis and that there's 90 brahmacharis that are being trained in the temple there. 90. So it's a wonderful accomplishment that Maharaj is personally training and instructing according to his very exalted spiritual position of being the most, being one of, well, they're all the same, they're all the most devoted. But they have incredible love for Srila Prabhupada. And Maharaj is just the emblem of hospitality. And when he speaks the truth. And there's one, I'll finish up with, there's one quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in the Adi Lila, Volume 1. And Prabhupada writes that true eloquence is the absolute truth spoken concisely. So the absolute truth spoken concisely is the absolute is true eloquence. So Maharaj speaks very, very beautifully in his class, and he's uplifting us and giving us shelter at his lotus feet, and I'm very grateful and very thankful. So the absolute truth spoken concisely is true eloquence. So I offer my humble obeisances hundreds of times at his lotus feet. And we can never thank the spiritual masters for all they do, but I just keep offering obeisances and pray for their blessings that as we struggle through this material world, that we continue to be a humble servant and somehow or other please Prabhupada and our spiritual masters and Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Melissa Charya. Yeah, she's. Anyways, it's appropriate that she's here at Maharaj Vyasa Puja and gracing it because she's also been at several of the. When Maharaj had some health issues, he stopped traveling and would have annual just retreats at a few places in the world. And his idea was, you know, disciples come to him rather than him going around. Since then, he's sort of resumed his travels. But Mother Shacharya was at many of the retreats and they always had a very nice exchange, Maharaj and Mataji. So thank you. And actually, she saved me once. I was actually in the Dallas airport, supposed to get a connection. I don't know where the retreat was that year, but then there was some issue with the flight, and I didn't know what to do. I was just here. I didn't know anybody, or whatever. And Mataji kind of saved me, and I think we got Baladev to pick us up and drop us off the next day. So, anyways, so she's intimately connected with Maharaj and my relationship with Maharaj, and also thank you so much. And then she mentioned a few nice points.
this Abhay Charan DVD series. It was run as a serial, as a weekly series in India, and it's very nice. If anyone wants that, just get in touch with me, and I can kind of arrange that. And the Ujjain Temple, I was there when it was not yet finished, but people who go there say it's like Vrindavan and Mayapur combined. Very nice facility. This is in Madhya Pradesh, actually near Pankaj Prabhu's place. And have you been there? Have you been to the Ujjain? Okay, not yet, since it's going. But anyways, it's very nice in central India. It's a very, very nice town, actually, Ujjain. Very, very pious. So encourage you to visit there. And then also, Maharaj, this year is the GBC, you know, chairman. So, you know, if the offering, if you want to make it just kind of about ISKCON in general or whatever, that's also totally appropriate, and we encourage that. So maybe one more offering, and then maybe we'll do a bhajan. Anybody else have something to say about Maharaj or Prabhupada or ISKCON, just feeling inspired? Ganpati Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. Trust me, this is the first time ever I'm talking in a temple, so I'm very nervous, but I want to convey the feelings inside my mind, my heart, towards my Guru Maharaj. So I just wrote it down because I may forget in between. I'm scared, like I get emotional. So, Hare Krishna, dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. I'm not very sure how fallen I am. Still, Lord Krishna is so kind and considerate and created a situation to meet you through Srila Prabhupada's mercy. In my first meet itself, he showed lots of affection on me, touched me internally, externally, and asked me to stay in touch with you. I never expected Guru Maharaj would talk to a new person like that. That happened in Columbus. Even though I was moving one place to other place because of my job, my fortune is so much like you are visiting temples wherever I go, wherever I moved. I used to live in Atlanta, Georgia. My fortune is Guru Maharaj was visiting Atlanta, started visiting after 14 years. I sent one email to Guru Maharaj saying like, Maharaj, I was not initiated at that time. I said, Maharaj, I'm moving to Atlanta. I don't know. I never expected Maharaj would take it very serious. He started visiting Atlanta. So whenever Maharaj need to go to Seattle or down in Florida, he always takes a break in Atlanta and stay there at least 2-3 days. Whenever he come to Atlanta, Maharaj is very interested in South Indian breakfast because he's fed up with eating all the chapati naans. So he wanted to have some idli, pongal, chutney, sambar, because everybody, they care much about Maharaj. They don't give any spices. He said, add spices, get me the chutney. Don't just make it like everybody. Can't believe my fortune when you have visited Atlanta after 14 years, right the same year I moved to Atlanta. And after that I moved to Dallas last year. Again my fortune, Maharaj started visiting Dallas, Atlanta after 4 years, I guess. I'm so blessed to serve Guru Maharaj, you personally, to cook for you and drive you. There some incidents happened. I'm just sharing my feelings because how down to earth Guru Maharaj is. So one day, all of a sudden, somebody asked me to drive Guru Maharaj to a home program. I was going, I don't know like how, I mean, there are like many other senior disciples, temple president, everybody. Then Guru Maharaj, he started inquiring like how you are doing, how is your sadhana, all these things. Then one fine day, I was driving Maharaj around 10:30 in the night in Atlanta downtown. Then all of a sudden, Guru Maharaj looked at me. He said, my maternal name was Ganesh. He asked me, Ganesh, how long do you know me? I said, Maharaj, in the last more than a year, just over a year. He said, come to New Vrindavan, I'll give you initiation. I was just surprised because I don't have any mediators to promote me. He said, just come to New Vrindavan, I'll give you initiation. I said, Maharaj, I don't know how to react. I'm driving. He said, just drive carefully. So one day, he said, just drive carefully. Don't get excited. Yeah. So one fine day, Maharaj, he visited a fourth time in 1 year to Atlanta temple. So we set up everything to give Maharaj the breakfast by 7:45. Around 7:40, I was just waiting downstairs. Maharaj's room was upstairs. Maharaj just came down. He said, can you take me to a store? I need to buy something. I was so shocked because there are other senior devotees. They were driving Maharaj in a night luxury van. I got a 2001 Honda Accord. I felt so bad. Then Maharaj said he get his shoes and he will come down. I just jumped out and running into my car. Just cleaned whatever I could do. And I got a saffron cloth. I just put on the passenger seat. I just kept the door open. I said, Maharaj, please come. So he sat down. I don't know what to talk. Because I'm very, I feel like so fallen. I don't know what to talk. What kind of discussion I can bring. So thanks to Atlanta traffic, the traffic was very bad. It took me like 40 minutes to reach the store. So I got association like 120 minutes and 30 minutes in the store. So complete 2.5 hours, I was with Guru Maharaj, just one-on-one. I was keep on asking my personal questions, many things which I can't share in public. Maharaj was so patient and answered so many questions which I asked, including my job, including my family, how about staying here, going back to India, all these things. He's such a many things. I mean, I never expected such a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada could spend that much time with me. So Guru Maharaj, I always been inspired by your melodious kirtans, your sweet and slow voice to explain any complicated spiritual topic. It makes it so easy to understand the philosophy, even for a dull-headed person like me. So first time when I heard Nectar of Devotion, I started the book, started reading that one in my way to start my Bhakti Sastri course. I felt so complicated. Different levels of bhakti and how to get there and pointing out all the difficulties. Then I started listening to Maharaj lectures after the Bhakti Sastri course I completed. He made it so simple. It's like spoon feeding. Very nice steps. And the same with Brahma Samhita also. Guru Maharaj, he talks slow, so nice. Same with Brihad Bhagavatam. The retreat is going on. It's so nice. And even my child, I got a kid, my daughter, she's 7 years old. Even she loved the stories. My relatives, they every day, like bedtime stories, they turn on Maharaj's lectures and they just sleep. Like they listen for 30, 40 minutes. Finally, I just want to thank Guru Maharaj for accepting me as his disciple and constantly guiding me. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koro Eta Se Dinu Peka Dihina
Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koro Eta Se Dinu Peka Dihina
Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Guru Vedase Dinu Peka Tihina
Guru Vedase
sakala sahana paradiya kora nijamana srihadiya sakala sahane palatiya kora nijamana srihadiya gurudev kripa bindu diya karo e dase tenu pe kati hina sakale samana korti sakati deva nata jaga jaga sakala samana korti sakati deho nata jata jata sakale samana korti sakati deho nata jata 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 tape te chokota hoy hari nama sukhe ata devo hari nama sukhe aparadha habe hata gurudev kripa bindu diya karo e dase tenu pekati hima
each one before you say gurudev and then you go into this
what so before you saying it you have to say gurudev before
each one gurudev kabhi no kripa labhiya na kaha hoy bina ta
gurudev kabe ne na kripa labhiya e jane
kritartha
hoy bina ta
tabit chakbe shakti buddhi hina আমি আতি দিনা কর মোরে আতা সাতা গুরুদেব কৃপা বিন্দু দিয়া করো এ দাসে তিনু পে কাতি হিনা গুরুদেব জব কিছু নাই পায়ে তোমরা করুণা
সারা
গুরুদেব করুণা না হয়ে kandiya kadiya pranatya gibu arya
Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, Koro Eda Se Tinu Peka Tihina.
Just repeat this one more time and then finish it.
Sakala sahana baladiya koro nijamane srihahina. Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, Koro Eda Se Tino Peka Tihina.
Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, Koro Eda Se Tino Peka
Gurudev, O spiritual master, give this servant just one drop of mercy. I am lower than a blade of grass. Give me all help. Give me strength. Let me be as you are without desires or aspirations.
I offer you all respects, for thus I may have the energy to know you correctly. Then, by chanting the holy name in this great ecstasy, all my offenses will cease.
When you will such mercy fall to this one who is weak and devoid of intelligence, allow me to be with you.
If you examine me, you will find no qualities. Your mercy is all that I am made of. If you are not merciful unto me, I can only weep. I will not be able to maintain my life.
Thank you very much. If Maharaj is here, he would be grinning ear to ear. He really enjoys when the children get involved. So thank you. Let me read a couple more excerpts from his book, Ocean of Mercy. And so, if anyone else has an offering, just kind of be prepared, because I'll ask for volunteers in just a couple minutes here. And again, just a reminder for those of you who may have come a little later, even if it's not about Maharaj in particular, if it's about Prabhupada, because that's how he likes to celebrate it as a Prabhupada Memorial Festival, or about ISKCON, I mean, feel free to make it a little broader. Okay, we are, let's see, what am I reading? My service of translating Srila Prabhupada's books into Bengali gave me easy and regular access to him. When he came to Mayapur, however, I was busy helping build the long building and completing the printing of Bhagavaner Katha, so I saw him only in the evenings when he gave darshan sitting on a bench in front of the Lotus Building. I had to go to the printers in Calcutta one day, and when I returned the next morning, I was told that Prabhupada had asked about me. I was excited to hear that he had noticed my absence, and I ran to his room and asked him whether there was anything he wanted me to do. When he asked where I had gone, I broke the news that I had collected his early writings from Gaudiya Patrika, and under the guidance of Jaipataka Maharaj and Pancharatna Prabhu, was printing them as a book. Srila Prabhupada was clearly pleased and asked how I had found his articles. I explained that during one of my visits to the Devananda Gaudiya Math, I had found them in the Gaudiya Patrika, which I had discovered he had edited. Prabhupada smiled in acknowledgement and asked when the book would be ready. I told him that I had wanted to offer it to him when he had returned from Bhubaneswar, but that the printer had taken too long. Yes, he said, in India everything takes a long time. It is so difficult to do anything here. Then for some reason it occurred to me that when I went to Calcutta, I sometimes visited the sweet shops. So Prabhupada, I began, it is stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that if one cannot control his tongue, he cannot get Krishna. I find it so difficult to control my tongue. Take Krishna Prasad, he replied. Krishna has made a very nice arrangement to control one's tongue.
Krishna bara dayamoy karibara jiva joy so prasad ane dilo bhai. In order to conquer our tongue, Krishna has given his prasad. So that is the way to control your tongue. Srila Prabhupada, I confessed. When I go to Calcutta, sometimes I go to the sweet shops and eat sweets. To my utter amazement, he said, that is also Krishna prasad. Krishna very mercifully gave us all these foodstuffs. He has given us everything we need, and simply we have to accept it all as his mercy, his prasad. I like that one. That's sort of, I think particularly disciples, but in general, we're all sort of used to seeing Maharaj and just like, he's just on another level. But here he is talking about being addicted to sweets from the sweet shops in Calcutta. So there's hope for all of us, right? Let me read one more. This is a very important instruction that he talks about Prabhupada giving him. On another day, I went to Prabhupada with a stack of letters when he was on the roof receiving his morning massage. I read out each letter and took notes on how to reply. Then I remained while his personal servant, Hari Shauri Das, gave him his massage. I wanted to be near Prabhupada as long as I could. Seeing that I was not leaving, Srila Prabhupada spoke to me. Just offer this life to Krishna. For many, many lifetimes you have been trying to enjoy, but you can see that you are still not satisfied. Just offer this life to Krishna and don't get involved with any woman. This attraction for women is an arrangement of Maya to keep the living entities tied down to the material nature. Therefore, the material nature is called Maithunya Aghar, a prison house of sex desire. In this material nature, everyone is attracted to the opposite sex, and that is the chain with which one is tied down to the prison house. But what is this sex desire? It is like an itch. One thinks that by scratching that itch, he will get pleasure. But the more he scratches, the more it itches, and eventually it starts to bleed and hurts him. But they are so foolish that they consider it to be the greatest enjoyment. A camel eats thorns and his tongue and palate gets cut and starts to bleed. The camel tastes its own blood but thinks that the thorns are so delicious. Through this act of sex, a man loses the very essence of his body, his semen, and he thinks, oh, how delightful this act is. He becomes prepared to even sacrifice his life for that momentary pleasure. That is Maya's trick. With this sex desire, Maya is tying the living entities down to this material nature. Therefore, one who wants to become free from the bondage of this material existence must become free from sex desire. Prabhupada spoke for quite a while, urging me to surrender to Krishna. Finally, he told me, just offer this life to Krishna and see what happens. Even if nothing happens, what is the loss? After all, it is just one life out of so many. In my mind, I vowed, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I am offering myself to you. I know that if I do, that I will achieve the ultimate perfection of my existence. So Maharaj always talks about that as his inspiration to take sannyas. He took it as Prabhupada kind of telling him do that. So, and then if we get to that, I'll read a little bit about his initiation sequence and all. But before we do that, is there anybody else would like to make an offering? Yeah. You want to do now, Pankajangri? Yeah, okay. So my godbrother, Pankajangri Prabhu, will come. And if anyone else wants to say something, you can be thinking about it while he's... okay, good. Thank you. So yeah, we'll do a few in a row. Thank you.
শিল গুরু মহারাজ কি, গুরু মহারাজ ব্যাস পূজা কি, শিল প্রভুপাদ কি, ডিয়ার গুরু মহারাজ, প্লিজ অ্যাকসেপ্ট মাই most humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj, today is a very auspicious day for us, and we are very glad to your appearance at Tithi Vaisha Puja Festival. You are one of the dearest disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and you are always glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Today is the 17th September. These days, Prabhupada came in 1965, came in America. That's why you always say, don't glorify me. This day, glorify Prabhupada. That's why we like to glorify Prabhupada past and you, because without Prabhupada, we didn't see you. That's the first. We have to say, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. And you always say, this day glorify Prabhupada, not me. You are so kind, so humble. And also, like I read your Ocean of Mercy book, that one day when you took initiation for Prabhupada, you, all the devotee after initiation, this is the Vedic culture role. After initiation, you have to give some dakshina for Guru Maharaj. So all the devotee, one took initiation that day, when Guru Maharaj took initiation for Prabhupada, then Guru Maharaj was sitting with Prabhupada's room. Guru Maharaj has nothing to give Prabhupada. Everybody give something. Guru Maharaj didn't have nothing to do. The Guru Maharaj was sitting and everybody left. And Guru Maharaj, then Prabhupada, he asked Prabhupada, you give me initiation, but I didn't give me any dakshina. Then Prabhupada say, this is the best dakshina you offer to me whole life. That's it. This is the best Guru dakshina. That's why Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, I didn't give you any dakshina. Prabhupada said, you offer yourself, that is the best Guru dakshina. You said, Prabhupada, I am offering, the Guru Maharaj said, I am offering myself to you completely. Please accept me and utilize me in whatever way what you want. That's why Guru Maharaj always glorifying Prabhupada. And he always, first he gave Prabhupada advance everything. So without Prabhupada anything, without Prabhupada we did not know each other. That's why whenever, like we say on this very auspicious day, I would like to thank Gurudev for all the mercy he has bestowed upon me by accepting me as his disciple and guiding me and reminding us to always stay under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. And all Prabhupada instruction and staying in his con no matter what happened in ISKCON. Guru Maharaj always says, don't leave ISKCON, stay in ISKCON, always. And that's why all over the problem, the Guru Maharaj, because he surrendered to Prabhupada, surrendered to Radha Kalachanji, that's why anywhere problem, he go forward before everybody, you know. We see the couple months before also they happen. Then everywhere any problem, he like to go solve because of Prabhupada. He doesn't have to see anything Prabhupada, what he did. He destroyed anything easy way. That's why he always go advance to solve the problem. Guru Maharaj, please keep on guiding us and keep us under your lotus feet forever. Your insignificant servant, Pankaj Gridash. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Srila Guru Maharaj ki. Guru Maharaj Vyas Puja ki. Gaur Premanandi. Hare.
I am probably one of the oldest, newest devotees you will ever see. But I am the same. I'm very nervous. But I am, as I am reminded by Srila Prabhupada, the same age as he was when he came here. At that time, I was 17 years old. I lived in Houston, Texas. And that's a long way from Boston. And that's a long way from New York. I spent my entire life searching for this place. Some of you have found it when you were younger. But let me tell you, the power of Krishna does not know age, does not know race, does not know sex. I have people say to me, aren't you sad that you're so old? And to just find this, I am overwhelmed that I have found it. Forget the age. Please appreciate every minute you have. I just want you to know how special this is. When I opened Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, I knew I was home. And that's a wonderful feeling. And I feel that you can understand this. But I just wanted to share that because 52 years later, I'm here. And I am very thankful. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Chiru Swami Iti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachayane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarine. Well, Evelyn, I was kind of lucky to find it a little earlier, but my sadness is that I didn't take full advantage of it. Anyway, at least you're taking full advantage of it. I was kind of fortunate that His Holiness Bhakti Shri Swami was present in my early days as a devotee. As you know, of course, he served alongside with Tamal Krishna Goswami in the last year of Srila Prabhupada on this planet in 1977. So they became actually very close. They're very dear friends. I joined here. I had no clue, ISKCON, anything that was, you know, basically whatever was here is what I understood. And I was, you know, saved by Tamal Krishna Goswami mid-80s. And then in 87, I remember Maharaj came here and I said, who is this beautiful sannyasi? You know, of course I'd read in the Lilamrita, but I didn't know him very well. But that's some other, a distant relationship, which has always remained kind of distant, started, and it's always remained. Whenever Maharaj, when I'm around Maharaj, he's extremely, extremely affectionate, which is one of the nice things about being in a personless movement is that you get, just like in a family, you get a lot of love from your uncles and aunts. I mean, they're very, very kind to you. Fathers and mothers can be a little strict with you, but the extended family is usually very, very kind. So Maharaj was actually like that. And I've had a couple of real nice experiences. One of them was very practical. And had to do with ISKCON. So, as already been mentioned, Maharaj is extremely, ISKCON is very dear to him, and he's very adamant on us being very loyal to ISKCON. And I happened to be in Europe, in Belgium, in the early 90s, 1990 to 94, and that was those were the years when the Ritvik philosophy became extremely popular in ISKCON. There was widespread dissatisfaction or lack of faith because of mistakes or thing. It was very difficult after Prabhupada left. So as a result of that, some devotees weren't able to take shelter of disciples Srila Prabhupada. And they came up with the philosophy that, well, there's only one guru and that's Srila Prabhupada. It's very similar to Christianity where it's only Jesus, nobody else sins, so there's no disciplic succession. So actually this particular thing, although I wasn't philosophically so adept, I mean, I knew it was important, actually threatened the entire mission of Srila Prabhupada because the Guru Parampara is a very essential element of bhakti, being able to practice bhakti. And in any case, so Maharaj was there. He was the GBC of Holland, Belgium, France, those areas. And actually it was a hotbed of red figs. So it was basically the senior devotees were about to push him out. And I just happened to be there. I was there temporarily, and I was, I guess, representing Gurudev. So somehow he kept pulling me in, and he kept asking me about these things. So we became kind of close, and I felt, wow, this is really far out. So I got to help him preach against his philosophy. He left. He gave up his GBC position, and you know, had set responsibilities elsewhere. But he definitely, his influence there helped save that yatra and help put Ritvik basically in the place where it belongs, which is not inside ISKCON. And then the other thing, which I will always remember, it's funny how spiritual memories are so potent, they always propel you forward, whereas material memories tend to drag you down when you think about them. So I remember being in India for the very first time and serving my Guru Maharaj, and then on the way back, so we went to Vrindavan and Mayapur, and after a month we went back to Calcutta, and I remember, you know, there was a ride with Tamal Krishna Goswami, Bhakti Rupa Swami, and Jai Pataka Maharaj's car going from Mayapur to Calcutta. And everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. The car broke down. Tamal Krishna Goswami was beside himself, thinking he was going to miss the plane. And here's Bhakti Churma, just, Maharaj, just relax. Krishna's in control. Everything will be fine. Don't worry. You'll be in Calcutta in time. You'll be able to refresh, have prasadam. And you know, my Gurudev was quite an intense personality, so he didn't really let up. But Maharaj just kept pacifying him. And then when we arrived in Calcutta, I had the most incredible prasadam-taking experience I've ever had in my whole life. Never experienced it since. It was in one of, and I apologize, I can't remember the name of this, your good godbrother Prabhu in Calcutta, who hosts all the traveling devotees when they come, especially senior devotees at that time. So I remember being there with Mahari, and we went there, and we were fed so sumptuously, like all these wonderful Bengali mothers would come and sit right in front of you with all the pots, you know, and just keep yapping in Bengali and just serving it out. And I had no idea what they were saying, but it was wonderful. And then afterwards, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhakti Goswami, they send their remnant plates, you know, to the servants saying, like, you guys have to eat this, you know. So anyway, it was a real, real sweet interaction with Maharaj, and I will always remember that. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Deva Prasprabhu. So kind of for planning purposes, can you just raise your hand if you're going to be wanting to share something, an offering to Guru Maharaj or Prabhupada or ISKCON, just so I kind of can schedule you and make sure I know? Okay, Nitya Chandra. You'll say something, Sajjay Madhavru? Okay. Anyone else? Okay, good. Are you pointing to somebody else? You'll say something, Prabhu? Okay, all right, good. Anyone else? Okay, good. Yeah, that's perfect. Let me just... So I'll do one other reading, and then... Yeah, then we can have those remaining offerings. One morning after I'd taken dictation from Srila Prabhupada and had him sign the completed letters, he told me, "I'm appointing you as my secretary for Indian affairs." I was surprised, to say the least. I had been told that Prabhupada appointed only his most intimate and efficient associates as his secretaries, but I was just a new devotee, and he was giving me the most important assignment in his service. I felt both incredible joy and overwhelming gratitude. Oh, wait, let me go back. Let me go back to his initiation. Yeah, let me go back. One morning I saw a bright-looking personality walking with Bhavananda Maharaj. There was something striking about this devotee. I could just not keep my eyes off him. Tirthapad, who was standing next to me, said that it was Tamal Krishna Goswami. He's one of the most prominent leaders of our movement. I had heard about Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He was a hero of ISKCON. He had joined in San Francisco when the movement was in its infancy and almost right away assumed a leadership role. Since then, Srila Prabhupada had called on him to lead his most important projects. When the movement was growing on America's West Coast, Prabhupada appointed him president of the Los Angeles Temple. When ISKCON spread to England and George Harrison became involved, Prabhupada sent him there. When Krishna consciousness was gaining a foothold in India, Prabhupada made him the governing body commissioner there. And when Prabhupada experienced difficulties in getting land in Mayapur, it was Tamal Krishna who overcame the obstacles and acquired the land. Then he organized the greatest book distribution and devotee-making program in ISKCON, the Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party. That was what Mataji had talked about, right? The Radha and Damodar. Which was distributing thousands of books and making hundreds of devotees. Just the sight of Tamal Krishna Maharaj filled me with awe and reverence. I offered my obeisances from a distance. In the afternoon, when I was with Srila Prabhupada in his room, Maharaj walked in and Prabhupada's face lit up with a great smile. Right away, they began to talk intimately. Tamal Krishna told Prabhupada that he had relinquished all his managerial responsibilities in order to be with his divine grace and serve him. Srila Prabhupada was very pleased to hear that. So that was sort of the first encounter of Guru Maharaj with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And of course, then they spent quite a bit of time together, especially in that last year, serving Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so we have a few more offerings. Who would like to go first? Do you want to come, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, all of you. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minitam Yana Tasmai Sri Guru Venama. You know, we can't say enough about Guru Maharaj. Bhakti Charu Maharaj is definitely one of our pillars of ISKCON. We all know about it. Thank you. When we left from Dallas in 2000, went back to Kolkata, and first thing we experienced in our Kolkata temple, the humility of Guru Maharaj. And I would definitely like to address him as Guru Maharaj, even though my Guru Maharaj is Jayapataka Swami, but Bhakti Charu Maharaj has always been one of my biggest inspiration. I want to quickly say a few things about him, that his humility and spirituality really made a lot of difference in my good wife's life and my life. The thing that I want to tell you about is that right away, I think after maybe a couple years staying in Calcutta, he gave a Vaishnava etiquette class for 3 days, and we definitely took that program, and we even got certificates from him. That during those 3 days, we experienced that his depth of knowledge, you know, is incredible. And he had an answer for all the questions that were participating in the program. That was one of our first experiences. Then the next experience was his different classes in Kolkata Temple. He used to visit Kolkata Temple that time quite frequently, because Ujjain was not built at that time. And from 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, we saw him quite a bit in Mayapur also. And every time you see him, the thing that stood out most is the humility, and I would say consideration in many ways, because it took a lot of time for the devotees to get initiation from him. But I could see the humility and the understanding, and why it took so long, because he was pakka, you know, he was always steadfast, and he loved everybody around him all the time. Those are some of the things that really stands out of a great preacher. Then I remember two things very specifically. One of those were how he talked about the four legs of dharma getting cut off, and dharma had fallen down on the ground, and how he explained to us about the four legs of dharma: the austerity, the truthfulness, and cleanliness, and mercy. And we all know that is all related to meat eating, illicit sex, and intoxication and gambling. It's like the pillars, you know, the pillars are over here holding this whole structure. If it falls down, it's all going to be destroyed. So he explained to us the importance of the pillars. And then that was one of the things that stood out in my mind all the time. And the second thing is that, I don't know, most of you all don't have this experience, but living in Mayapur is incredibly difficult. Prabhu knows very well. It's extremely difficult to live in Mayapur, because the moment you step out of your room or your quarters, there is a lot of, we call it in Bengali, poroninda porocharcha, means we talk about so much gossip, so much of complaints, so much of anger towards other devotees. That is one of the very important things. And whenever Bhakti Charu Maharaj came to Mayapur, he always stressed the point that these things are going to go on, but your bhakti should be focused all the time. You have to have bhakti focused, you know. And he gave the example of the horses having the blinders, that there is a lot of weeds around. You need to not worry about them, just stay focused. Or he used to also mention tunnel vision, as we all know. Anyway, we can keep talking about him. It's not enough, as I said in the beginning. So, and the other thing that really stands out, the last thing I want to mention, is about his real deep-seated love for Prabhupada and how much he has done for Prabhupada. Even on his Vyas Puja day, of course we know that Prabhupada came to America on the same day, so there is a different, definite correlation between him coming, Prabhupada coming to USA, and his birthday, so Vyas Puja. So I think, you know, he has all these devotional programs for Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, on this day. We were hearing some of the offerings that were given in Ujjain this morning, and I just want to really thank him for all that he has done for us, and definitely Prabhupada's mercy is on Bhakti Charu Maharaj 100%. Otherwise, it would be very difficult for all of us to follow, take up Prabhupada's mission. Because of all these stalwart sannyasis, we are here today, and because of Prabhupada. So let's glorify his name as much as we can and take his message far and wide. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So earlier this year, we were blessed to have Maharaj at our house. It was a wonderful, beautiful kirtan. He sang somewhat of the prayers of the gopis. What was the song? Tapta. Yeah, it was so wonderful. And so I was just listening to all the wonderful book. We could just sit here all day long listening to that book being read. It's so beautiful. And I just had different reflections. Right now we are in the Bhagavatam, we are in a section about Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So Prabhupada was encouraging him for Sannyas. And then there was the whole discussion about sweets and it just was making me reflect on some of the purports that we were reading and some of the things that we're studying. So, just about the Bhagavatam, in this section, it talks about vanaprastha. Now, traditional vanaprastha, you don't cut your hair, your nails, you do all these, you surround yourself with fires in the summer in the desert, and in the winter you go to the Himalayas and soak yourself in the ice river. And you find that this isn't very much encouraged in the bhakti tradition. This is more of like daivi vanashram, but pure devotional service, not exactly encouraging this. And you find also Srila Prabhupada, sometimes devotees were writing him asking him about vanaprastha, and he was encouraging him more towards sannyas. And so you may ask, so the hallmark of vanaprastha is austerity. But austerity doesn't produce devotion. Whereas preaching, that is one of the angas of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, to speak about Krishna, that produces devotion, and that is also one of the main duties of a sannyas, is to go around and spread the glories of Krishna. And so, in the purport, it says, naradito hari bhakti something something kim, tapastata kim, that if you or worshipping Krishna, then what is the use of austerities? And if you're not yet worshipping Krishna, what is the use of austerities? Antar bahir, if you realize Hari is within and without everything, what is the use of austerities? And if you have not realized that Hari is within and without everything, then what is the use of austerity? So, but the question then comes is, well, what do we do with the desire? Because still, desire is meant to be counteracted by, that's why they have austerities, we have material desires. And so how we renounce, how we practice Vairagya, has Lord Chaitanya, when he took sannyas, he said this prayer of the Avanti Brahmana, that by offering everything to Krishna, it becomes sannyas, it becomes sahaj Vairagya, natural renunciation. So you could practice the traditional austerities. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And then I'm going to do these, surround myself with fire and, enter the ice river in the Himalayas during the winter. But if you just give everything to Krishna, your activities, your intelligence, you do all that for Krishna, then there's nothing left for you. So you've already renounced. If you offer this delicious cake to your guru, then it's not for you. So you become renounced just by offering that cake. And then your guru says, here, take this prasad. And it becomes... So you get both benefits. So as Prabhupada told, he said, I like sweets. And he said, well, then eat prasadam. You know, he said, even offer the sweets at the sweet shop as prasadam. And it becomes sahaj vairagya, very easy, natural renunciation. So that was a little reflection. Maharaj is, I just found out that his birthday is, you know, the Vyas Puja is always celebrated on his solar day, which is a good meditation for me because today is my mom's birthday, so I can think, you know, I can't just think of my mom, I can think of Maharaj. And it's also my legal wedding, so I can think of that too. I can think, oh, whenever the wedding, I can think about Maharaj, you know. And so it was a nice meditation for myself. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Homajanathim in the Saganangela Salakya, Chakshurmutmina, Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha, Mukum Karoti Vachalam, Pangun Langay Tegrim, Yet Kripatam Hamande Shri Guru Dinitaranam, Parman and the Madam Shri Chetanesham, Hariom Tas. His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj Ki Jai Hare Krishna. So, in my beginning days of Hare Krishna movement, you know, joining Hare Krishna, one of the Maharaja's Swamijis of ISKCON I met is Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. And I was very, very impressed with Maharaj. Luckily, I had many times I had breakfast with him, especially Ekadashi breakfast. And one gift he gave me was artichoke. I never had artichoke in my life before. So when I went for breakfast, there was like hash brown and on top of it, nice toppings of artichoke. And artichoke is one of my favorite now. So I thank Maharaj for that. So, I used to listen to his lectures. Some of his Maharaj's disciples inspired me a lot in my beginning stages. And they used to tell me to hear his lectures and I used to ask questions and all. So, when Maharaj came to visit Orlando, we were in Orlando before, and I had opportunity to go with him to Disney World. There was some idea we wanted to go and see Disney World for TOP, I think. Then on the way to Disney World, I was asking questions to Maharaj and I asked question, Maharaj, I don't feel like working. I don't just want to pack up everything. Whatever I made money, I'll just take, put in bank. In India, I'll get 8 to 10% deposit. I think I can live rest of my life with this income. And I don't want to work anymore. I've been working in America for many, many years and I'm tired. And I don't enjoy this work anymore. After coming to Krishna consciousness, it's totally different flavor and I realized that you don't have to work too much. Then Maharaj heard me and then he said, you can work for Krishna. I said, Maharaj, how? How can I work for Krishna? And he says, you can make Krishna 50% partner in your company. So you start working for Krishna. And then I am a businessman, you know, so I think from business angle. So I, very innocently I asked a question to Maharaj. Maharaj, okay, in business, the theory of business is you give something, the other person gives something, or at least the work, and then you share the profits. So I'm working, I have the jewelry, I'm going around, I'm doing all the hard work, and I'm making Krishna partner, and he's going to take 50%. So can you please explain me, what is he going to bring? So Maharaj told me, he actually did not give me immediate answer. He took a pause and then he said, wait and see. I said, okay Maharaj, thank you. Then I decided to make him my partner. That was the time I decided that Krishna will be my partner. And I made him 50% partner in my business. So whatever I make, 50% goes to Krishna. This I'm talking about Hare Krishna. This is about 2009, I think, somewhere around there. Since that time, I'm like that. I'm giving more than 50%. So I did one show after making Krishna my partner. I did one jewelry show, and guess what? Where I came to Dallas. 24 hours. I started in Orlando, did a show in one of the customer's house, went back, I did $200,000 business, $40,000 net profit. And immediately I realized Maharaj's words that I had this jewelry all the time with me. I had my talent all the time with me. And I had these customers all the time with me. I've been dealing with these people, but I've never done $200,000 business in 24 hours with just one single show without spending much money and made so much profit. So I then realized what Krishna bought is fortune. See, without their special mercy, without their special blessings, my talent has no value. So after that I realized so much that no matter how talented you are, how experienced you are, how good you have circle, if there is no Lord's mercy, if you don't have the mercy of the Lord, you cannot be successful. And that gave me more boost. So now finally I've decided that who am I to give 50% to Krishna? Like he's giving everything and I'm saying that I'm giving to him. So I reverse the cycle. Now my belief is Krishna owns my company. So 90% of the profit goes to Krishna. He takes. And I take 10% as a managing partner. Just a manager. So we are building a very big showroom. I tell everybody also that this is temple I'm building. For others it's a jewelry showroom, but for me it's a temple. And I really sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Maharaj for inspiring me in the right direction. And there are so many pastimes I heard about His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj with Guru Maharaj in Mayapur. So many amazing pastimes. One pastime which touched me, my heart a lot, is there was one time Bhakti Charu Maharaj left Mayapur and he said, no, I'm going back. So he went to Calcutta and I heard from the pastimes of different devotees when shared about Maharaj that Maharaj was a very good cook. He used to cook for Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada used to like that, nice Bengali dishes and all. And he was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So when he left Mayapur, I think if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong, that somebody said Maharaj left ISKCON and just resigned everything and went to Calcutta. Thank you. Guru Maharaj was out of, as in his yatra, he was traveling, his name is Jayapatak Swami Guru Maharaj. And then he came back and he was looking for Maharaj and he didn't see Maharaj. He immediately went back to Calcutta and he went to the house. He somehow knew the whole family and he sat with him, spent I think overnight and one day with Maharaj and somehow brought Maharaj back. Because I feel Guru Maharaj's love for Maharaj is so much. They both love each other so much. I've seen so many examples of their love. It's amazing how the God brothers of Srila Prabhupada, disciples, God brothers, the love is. One instance, Mahavara Prabhu told me that we as a disciples, we are trying to serve Guru Maharaj. Sometimes we are not serving, sometimes we are serving, sometimes we are in different moods. One time His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj came to Mahavara Prabhu and said, I want to serve Maharaj personally. Give me some service. You guys, you devotees are doing so much service and you are taking so much nectar. I want to personally serve Maharaj. And that Mahavara Prabhu was completely, you know, in bliss, just hearing these things that Maharaj personally wants to serve Guru Maharaj. So when I heard this, I understood the bonding between both of them and I felt, wow, if Maharaj feels like that, how much we should still feel to serve Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. So my experience of this loving reciprocations between God brothers and the experience what I had Maharaj is going to stay with me forever. And I thank all of you for arranging this wonderful program. Thank you so much. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charu Swamin Iti Namine. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I thought I'll just share a few of my appreciations for His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj on this most auspicious divine appearance of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. I once heard one of my senior God brothers share his sincere appreciation for His Holiness Bhaktichary Swami Maharaj, like how when Srila Prabhupada left and all those years when there was some very, very turbulent days in ISKCON, Maharaj was one of the key members who actually kept the whole ISKCON family together, along with other Maharajas like Lokanath Maharaj, Bhakti Damodar Maharaj, and so many other Maharajas. But it was very, very difficult. There was so much trouble at that time, but Maharaj was so always there, like how Pankajangri Prabhu was saying, mentioning. And then another wonderful achievement of Maharaj was when they made the Leelamrita series. It was so nice to see those episodes. They're still available on ISKCON Desire Tree. If anyone would like to go and watch those nice, wonderful episodes. And then Maharaj was, during his recent visit to Dallas, he was sharing how in the California area, there are about 800 disciples of Srila Prabhupada who somehow got disconnected from the movement, but they want to come back and serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And I really liked the point how Maharaj was saying, now it is on us to actually make the environment suitable for them to come and serve Srila Prabhupada, which shows Maharaj's magnanimous nature. So I thought I'll just share these, some small offering that I have. Jai His Holiness Bhakti Chaur Swami Maharaj, appearance day ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. His Holiness Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj ki jai. His divine appearance ki jai. Hare Krishna. So I just wanted to share, you know, some appreciation for, you know, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He has been very instrumental for us, how we, you know, have progressed in our spiritual life. We had the very good fortune of Maharaj, you know, keep visiting us in Richmond, Virginia. You know, every year he would come and give us very sweet association. And at that time, you know, our whole group was very small. So we had very intimate connection with him. And, you know, he would always give us motivation on how to grow both spiritually as well as in our congregation. I still remember, you know, at that time, Vivan and Parth, they were very small. And he was so affectionate to both of them. And, you know, he always encouraged both of them as well as us in, you know, fulfilling whatever desires they had, you know, as kids, and encouraged them on this path. And, you know, last year I had the good fortune to be at Govardhan, and the Maharaj, along with his entire, you know, disciples from Ujjain had come to Govardhan. And, you know, we were there for Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And the theme there was so beautiful, you know, seeing how much, you know, Maharaj loves Srila Prabhupada. You know, he's dedicated his entire life to Srila Prabhupada. And it was very sweet to see, you know, his whole mood. And it was also and, you know, he said, this is exactly what the whole mood should be. Book distribution is something where we go out, give this message and knowledge to everybody. And that was very touching for me and very motivating that, you know, we continue in this service and be able to please, you know, Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. Also, you know, the fruits don't fall far from the tree, and it's very, very nice and inspiring and motivating to see all the disciples of, you know, Maharaj. Every year I know, you know, Prabhu comes with flyers and he invites all of us. You put up such a nice show. So thank you so much for inspiring us, motivating us. And, you know, we just pray onto your lotus feet, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that, you know, we are able to please you. We are able to please Srila Prabhupada and able to fulfill this mission. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamne. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Sitara Maharaj. So, actually, I am supposed to be in Ujjain for Maharaj Vyasa Puja this year. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. Anyway, I have come to Radha Kalachanji. So I just wanted to share with all of you a few of my experiences with Maharaj when I was there in Ujjain last Vyasa Puja. So the devotees at Ujjain are really exemplary, because that's how they treat Maharaj. And on Vyasa Puja they actually tons of rose petals they bring and then put it on the path where Maharaj is supposed to come and then take his Vyasasana. So dedicated those devotees were. Then second point was that Maharaj is so cheerful always. He used to always smile and then give correct guidance to his devotees and then as well as other persons who are there. And then he used to meet on his Vyasa Puja each and every person who is present at that occasion. And then he used to allow everybody to garland him. And then he used to hug all of them. So this is something very rarely been done by great devotees. So they give opportunity for everybody. So that's how. So that's how I found Maharaj is very cordial and he mixes with all his devotees and daily whatever he does the kirtan in the Radha Madan Mohan temple at Ujjain, those songs were all so melodious. And then really I enjoyed that entire session of nearly about 10 days being with Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. Thanks for everyone who gave offerings, especially one of the first times. Actually, the first time I went up to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, I'd like to, kind of officially aspire for you as a guru and, chant your pranam mantra and like that. And his very first instruction to me was, he's like, yes, that's very fine. He said, but don't become partisan. Don't be all, this is my guru, that's your guru. He said, this is ISKCON family. So he'd be very pleased that that's the mood, so many disciples of different gurus kind of glorifying Prabhupada, glorifying ISKCON, and the relationships between these different gurus. So I'm just going to read a few more quick passages, and then we're going to have Pushpanjali, and then Guru Puja, and then a prasadam feast. So please stay. 3 days before Gaur Purnim, Brahmananda Maharaj told me that Prabhupada had decided to give me first and second initiation together. Boy, you are fortunate, he said. I don't think anyone has received such mercy. The news came as both a big surprise and a great delight. Srila Prabhupada generally gave the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as the first initiation, and then after at least a year gave the Gayatri Mantra, a second initiation, to deserving candidates. I knew devotees who had been in the movement for many years and still not received second initiation. I felt deep gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada for bestowing such mercy upon me. I also felt thankful to Brahmananda Maharaj, and when I offered him my obeisances, he embraced me affectionately. When I asked what I needed to do to prepare myself for the initiation, he smiled and said, just get shaved and be ready to receive the mercy. And at that time, Maharaj was given the name Shir Chor Gopinath Das. And then just a little bit more on his relationship with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Maharaj and told him about my new appointment as a Secretary of Indian Affairs, as I was reading before, and suggested I move into the Secretary's room where Maharaj was staying. Tamal Krishna put an affectionate hand on my shoulder, said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada," and took me to the room two doors down. The room next to Prabhupada's was to have been his secretary's room, but the typewriter had made too much noise, so Prabhupada suggested that his servant move in and his secretary take the room next door. There were two beds. Maharaj said I could use the one at the far end of the room and told me to fetch my belongings. It was quite an experience to be so close to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Although we were sharing a room, I still held him in great reverence. In fact, he commanded this kind of respect from practically everyone in ISKCON, but he treated me with warmth and affection. I would bow down to him and he would embrace me. He had been my hero even before I'd met him, and this closeness was like a dream, one that I never imagined would come true. Maharaj got up very early each morning, but he refrained from switching on the light so as not to disturb me. When he was in the bathroom, however, he would play tapes of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, and that would inevitably wake me up. I would just lie in bed listening to Prabhupada's transcendental voice until Maharaj was done, at which time I'd rise and get ready for the day. Maharaj was extremely regulated and organized, waking up every day at 3 o'clock, bathing, and then chanting his rounds. He would finish all his rounds and be ready to serve Srila Prabhupada by dawn. He organized me also, insisting that I have a specific time for translating, replying to Prabhupada's letters, and attending to his divine grace by just being around him in case he needed anything, making sure that I always had enough time to work on translating Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita into Bengali. Rooming with Maharaj was one of my most memorable experiences in ISKCON. He always treated me lovingly, and he trained me expertly to serve Srila Prabhupada at the highest standard I could manage. In his presence, I was constantly learning new and important things about Krishna consciousness and serving Srila Prabhupada. Because of his seniority, I wanted to serve him too, but he always refused. Whenever I tried to serve him prasad, he would insist on me taking prasad with him. If a devotee serving him made a mistake, he would get upset and chastise him, but he never chastised me. When I related my experience to Bhavananda Maharaj, he commented with a smile, "You are fortunate. Tamal is known for his temper. That's why he's called Hot Tamali. Anyway, I can see that he has accepted you as his man. That is Tamal. When he likes somebody, he'll do anything for him. And you are one of those fortunate souls who has won his favor." One morning, Bhavananda Maharaj came to my room while I was chanting and announced that Srila Prabhupada was considering awarding me sannyas. I was stupefied. Prabhupada gave me sannyas to only the most accomplished devotees and only after many years of outstanding service. At the same time, I understood that by giving me sannyas, Prabhupada would be securing me spiritually. There'd be no possibility of me turning back. He'd already asked me to offer my life to Krishna. Now he was making all the arrangements. When the news got out, I heard some senior devotees objected, feeling that I was still too new to Krishna consciousness to be awarded such an important position. Tamal Krishna Maharaj called me to his office, where a few sannyasis had gathered, and told me that some of the devotees thought I might be rushing into it. When I asked him what he thought, he acknowledged that it was unusual for Srila Prabhupada to consider giving me a sannyas so quickly. I was still new to the movement, he pointed out. I joined only a few months before and been initiated even more recently, and so he too was a little concerned. Jayapataka Maharaj commented that the usual procedure was for the local management to propose a candidate to Srila Prabhupada, and then there would be a waiting period of about 2 years when the candidate's performance was observed. Only after such a trial period would sannyas be awarded. I was a little disappointed and said it was not my idea to take sannyas. If anyone has an objection, he should speak to Srila Prabhupada. It is his decision, so they should deal with him. And with that, I got up and told them that I had to go to the kitchen to cook for Srila Prabhupada. Still, I understood their questions and reservations. I was still just a new devotee, and other than serving Srila Prabhupada, what had I really achieved? A sannyasi status in ISKCON was highly respected. Wherever he went, he commanded the utmost respect, even worship, and it was not clear that I could handle such a position, whether I was really qualified. Quite a few sannyasis had fallen down, and my senior godbrothers did not know if I was advanced enough to remain fixed. At the same time, I thought I had taken to spiritual life with absolute conviction. Even before joining ISKCON, I had renounced materialistic life, and I had no intention of getting married or raising a family. In a sense, I was already a sannyasi. Then I had a realization. Whether or not I got the stamp of sannyas did not really matter. What mattered was my inner consciousness. I felt a deep sense of contentment. Whatever heaviness remained in my heart dissipated, and I started to cook for Prabhupada. In the midst of my working on three preparations, Tamal Krishna and Bhavananda walked in, and Tamal Krishna exclaimed, "Wow, you made it. Srila Prabhupada decided to give you sannyas the day after tomorrow. He waived all objections and chastised us for doubting your qualification." A group of senior devotees had gone to Srila Prabhupada to try to persuade him not to give me sannyas, he told me, but I was still that I was, because I was still too new to the movement, but Prabhupada had dispensed with their objections, praised me, and justified his decision without doubt. Hare Krishna. I'm just going to read one last pastime, and then my one paragraph offering is related to that pastime, and then we'll do a Pushpanjali. One morning, Srila Prabhupada wanted some orange juice. There were no oranges in the kitchen, however, so I went to the market to buy some. When I returned and was about to make the juice, Prabhupada's bell rang, and I ran to his room. "What happened to the orange juice?" he asked. "Why is it taking so long?" I could tell he was annoyed. "I'm bringing it just now, Srila Prabhupada," I replied, and ran back to the kitchen. Just as I was finishing the juice, the bell rang again and again. It just kept on ringing, as if the bell itself were angry. In great anxiety, I quickly poured the juice into Prabhupada's silver cup, placed it on his thali, and ran to his room. As I entered, I heard Srila Prabhupada's thunderous voice, "Take it away! I don't want it!" Feeling guilty, my head bent low, I just kept moving forward. When I was in front of Prabhupada, I knelt down, holding up the plate with a cup of orange juice. He was so angry that he did not take the juice for some time, but I just kept holding it up in front of him. Finally, to my great relief, he picked up the cup and started to drink. While he was drinking, I realized that in my hurry, I'd forgotten to bring a bowl of water for him to wash his mouth. So I ran to the kitchen and got the bowl of water. Then when I'd returned and he was rinsing his mouth, I realized that I'd forgotten to bring the napkin for him to wipe. But this time I did not go back to the kitchen. I pulled a small towel from his wardrobe and wiped his mouth for him. "You are trying to serve me so nicely," Prabhupada said, "but often I chastise you. Please don't mind when I chastise. You see, when one gets old, one becomes short-tempered." I had not felt bad when Prabhupada had chastised me, but when he had started to speak like that, I felt like my heart was breaking. I tried to beg him not to concern himself, but my voice was choked. I could not speak. Finally, tears rolling down my cheeks, I managed to whisper, "Srila Prabhupada, I make mistakes. And if you don't correct me, what will happen to me?" He stopped. I could feel the softness of his heart. Even though we were his disciples, ready to take any amount of chastisement from him, our guru, as a display of his mercy, he was apologizing in such a humble way. That was my glorious spiritual master, more brilliant than millions of suns, yet so humble and compassionate, the most caring person I have ever met. After I read that, I wrote this offering. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. All glory to your divine grace. I'm just now reading your wonderful memoir, Ocean of Mercy. Although I've had a copy for many months and have even been engaged in distributing boxes full to the local and online community, including your visit to Dallas on Memorial Day weekend, I've been waiting for the right time to delve into it, much like a child hides away a favorite sweet to be relished at a later time. The part I just read describes your making orange juice for Srila Prabhupada, his getting angry at it being delayed, his apologizing for his outburst after your persistently humble service, and then your pain at hearing his apology. The lesson I had heard before, that one must be a good disciple before one can become a good guru, has now become beautifully concrete in my mind. I am so used to your divine grace acting in the guru capacity, with others seeking to please you and avoid your chastisement, that I never really thought about your situation as a disciple during Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence. And I now understand that this is because you were and are the exemplary disciple that you are able to function as an effective and beloved guru. I also see my shortcomings in this regard. Please bless me that I will be able to come up to the standard of discipleship you have set, and that in whatever capacity Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada desire, I may one day thus also aspire to come up to the standard of guruship you have set, begging to remain somehow connected to the ISKCON preaching mission that you so love. Naveen Sham Das. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Bhaktichari Swami ki. Gaur Premanande. So please rise. Nityananda Chandra Prabhu will lead us in Pushpanjali.
So unless you have the mystical power of being able to throw petals from far away and make your target, then you might want to come closer. So everyone move up close. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha.
Shishetanya manobhishtam Sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadam mahyam Dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajagatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Tinamine Shri Parshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Bhigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhur Ujwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murte Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apisadanta Dvanta Harine Namo Guru Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Sambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhaktivinodhaya Sachit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanugavarayate Gauravirbhava Bhumestvam Nirdishta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhumaha Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktika Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Dina Bando Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostute. Jayatam Surto Pango. Mama Manda Matergati. Matsarvasva Padam Bojo. Radha Madana Mohano. Divyad Vindarandya. Kalprajumadaha. Srimad Ratnagara. Singhasanasto. Srimad Radha. Srila Govinda Devo. Krista Libihi. Savya Mano Smarami. Srimad Rasar Sarambi. Vangshivata Tathastitaha. Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir. Gopi Nata Shriyestunaha. Tapta Kanchana Gorange. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi. Pranalami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara. Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So don't throw all your flowers at once. We're going to throw 9 times with each Pushpanjali chant. We'll throw it each. No, so don't throw them 9 times in the beginning. Save for each one. And is there a special mantra? Is it a regular mantra? Yeah.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Charu. Swami Niti Namine. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali.
His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Ki. Yeah, don't want to throw all your flowers at once. Save your flowers.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Charu. Swami Niti Namine. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Ki. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Charu. Swami Niti Namine. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Ki.
So now we have kirtan, and then after which we'll have the big feast out in the park.
Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Shancharadava Naraliraloka Tranayakaranya Ganagana Kama Shancharadava Naraliraloka Tranayakaranya Ganagana Kama Saptasya Kallana Gunarguna Vasha Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Praptaisha Kallana
Gunarguna Vasha Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam
Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Mahaprabhu Ki Dananita Gita Baditra Madan Munishara Sena Mahaprabhu Naraguna Vasha Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Chakam Pasu Sitaranga Vaju Bande
Guru Sri
Charanarabindam Roman Chakam Pasu Sitaranga Vaju Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Romanchakam Pasu Guru Sri Charanarabindam Chaturvida Sri Bhagavad Prasadam Chadanatitan Hai Bhakta Sangam Chaturvida Sri Bhagavad Prasadam Chadanatitan Hari Bhakta Sangam Kipeva Tipteng Bhajata Shadaiva Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Kaiva Tipteng
Bhajata
Sri Radhika Madhava Rupara Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Sri Radhika Madhava Rupara Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Pratikshanat Shadana Lala Paisha Bande Guru Sri Charanarabindam Pratishanat Shadana Lala Paisha
Bande Guru
Sri Charanarabindam Nikunja Janu Ratikeli Shitai Jajalir Biju Kravekhaniya Nikunja Janu Ratikeli Shitai Jajalir Biju Kravekhaniya Tatra Didaisha Dati Vallabhaisha Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravinda Tata Didaisha Yoti Vallabhaisha Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravinda Shakshadari Tena Shama Sachatrai Rakta Sata Bhavutai Vashati Shakshadari Tena Shama Sachatrai Rakta Sama Bhavutai Vashati Chintu Prabhai Japya Vatasha Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravinda Chintu Prabhai Japya Vatasha Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravinda Jaisa Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam Jaisa Prasadayana Gata Gata Pe Jaisa Prasadam Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Shami Niti Nami Enam Krishna Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Shami Chate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvi
shesha chunna bade pachata deshata rine namaste chajate debe Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Nitula Prishna Jan Vishnu Praja Panasil Bhakti on the Shyam Prabhupada Kijai. Iskon founder is Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Potita Bhavan Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Nitula Prishna Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Thakur Maharaj Kijai. Param Bhagavat Srila Gaura Sudhar Bhavaji Maharaj Kijai. Shochendra Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Kijai. Vaishnav Sarvabhauma Jagannath Das Bhavaji Maharaj Kijai. Namacharya Srila Das Thakur Kijai. Ram Sakar Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasa Sri Sri Gaura Bhakta Mandi Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kanwar Agandadam Motara Ram Ki Jai Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Bhuvan Mangal Harinam Prachar Ki Jai 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 Srila Bhakti Jara Maharaja Srila Vyaspuja Ki Jai 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 Srila Bhakti Jara Maharaja Srila Vyaspuja Ki Jai Sri Guru Maharaja Vyaspuja Ki Jai This day Srila Prabhupada America Abhirbhav Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samvata Gaur Bhakta Mandali Ki Jai Itai Gaur Sitananta Manande All glories to the Assembly Devotee Hare Krishna All glories to the Assembly Devotee Hare Krishna All glories to the Assembly Devotee Hare Krishna all glories Shri Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hare Krishna We are serving prasadam outside Please, everybody can go over there, take prasadam. And also, I like to mention all the devotees who helped for doing this program success. I don't know all name, but especially Rasaraj Prabhu, Shagar Prabhu, Ajay Prabhu, Shama Mataji, Ajay Prabhu wife, and also, I don't know Mataji, Deepan Prabhu wife, Deepan Prabhu, and Ganapati Prabhu, and those are, I don't, and also Archana Mataji, She helping so much. Without all of your help, we cannot do this program. So please help us. We like to do every year same way if you all of you help us. Thank you very much again for coming this program. Hare Krishna.